one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Up all night with Mean Gene Okerlund, Tony Schiavone, Bobby the Brain Heenan. Look at this. Tony, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, you're not
the brain
kidding,
is snoozing. If you're snoozing, you're losing brain.
Bobby.
Hey. Up, up, up.
Did you enjoy that last match?
Yeah.
Huh?
You know, Tony, I've got some great news for you. Ron, my good friend from Papa John's, just showed up with some groceries for us. I'll tell you what, this pizza is the best in the world.
Hey, Ron.
Ron,
hey,
how you doing? Good to see you again, brother.
Good to see you, too.
What do you think of Up All Night here, huh? Some great matches, some great action?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? You having a good time?
Oh, I'm trying to.
Ooh. Tony, check this out. Chris, keep your mitts off it, please. Right here. Ron, tell me what this is. What's this? What's this little morsel?
That's pepperoni and sausage.
Boy, that looks delicious, huh?
Ron, did you eat some of that?
No, I didn't get it.
Wait a minute. Who got? Somebody got to this, huh? Crockett?
I think one of your
Dusty
boys.
Dusty Rhodes? Yeah. Maybe.
Hey, Chris, would you? Well, it's already.
Bobby, pass this along. The brain looks like he can use some nourishment.
Bobby, you want some pizza?
You know, Ron. Well, the brain. Munches a little bit of that Papa John's pizza. I want to take you back to 1989 here on our all-night special on TBS. You remember the Steiner brothers, Scott and Rick. You also remember the Road Warriors, Hawk and Animal. Pretty tough customers right there in that foursome.
Yeah.
I'd hate to have to tee it up with them on a Saturday morning. I bet you they could hit the ball a million miles.
Probably could. If they can golf, I guess they can.
Yeah. I like this guy. Right now, let's go back to 1989. Tony, I forget the exact event, but I know it was a barn burner.
It was Starcade.
Starcade, okay. The Steiner brothers, Rick and Scott, against the Road Warriors. This is a bonus, and our countdown continues here on All Night TBS.
Wake up, brain!
Tuesday night, September 17th, 2019, episode 611 of The Rant is officially live across the airwaves of Rant Entertainment Media, RantAmRadio.com. Tune in Radio, Stitcher, iTunes, Podbean, and a plethora of other platforms. You know the drill. You know where you are. It's Tuesday night, the doubleheader. The Shiny Wizards were just on, but The Rant is on now. My goodness, we are getting into some busy times in the world of pro wrestling. We'll talk about those busy times in just a little bit. Double A, as always, being joined by Tony C.
Hey, yo.
And the lines are open, 954-8... Oh, I almost gave away the Skype number. Call us on Discord, hashtag, or Rantium Radio, hashtag 9233. And with that, we also say hello to the silver one.
Good evening, everyone.
I'm having a Tootsie Roll. You know, I find it a little odd that they're just now hyping the Fox debut on WWE television so short out.
Well, that might have something to do with the fact that USA is like, hey, we don't care if you advertise.
Don't be talking about that on our network.
Well, I'm going to take you back. Well, wait a minute.
Who?
Offset.
Offset. Oh, my God.
So, let me, it's a little odd here. Hold on, and,
hold on, I'm trying to get my,
hold on here. Let me see here. Let's bring the, I'm gonna try something
hey,
here.
Hey, let's play as long as he's on ropes.
What the hell is all that noise?
Surfer going in the Cheeto bag.
Yeah, Surfer's popping some corn. And with that, we all say hello to Dr. Doom.
Oh, man, I got an interesting development in this chicken world, dog.
Well, we'll get to your development in a minute. But I want to pipe up. Pot up. That's the word I was looking for. SmackDown here. Is Offset wearing a legit Ric Flair robe, though?
Ric Flair, you know it is.
He probably got it from WWEshop.com. Last I checked, Charlotte and Rick were not on speaking terms. So,
because of the
lawsuit.
Because of the lawsuit. So, because by Rick suing WWE, that
puts her in a rock and a hard place.
Exactly, because, you know, they could bring the heat down on Charlotte. Notice Rick didn't come out to the ring.
Is that why she's taking so many back shots?
Maybe. Let me see here. I tell you,
this is what Bayley is all about.
Anyways, all right.
I can't believe this. Hold on.
God damn, you got Cujo over there.
Hold on. Oh, can I? Oh, that came out of nowhere, and I don't have the pot. Do I have the pot? Hold on.
God damn, he got Cujo over there.
Damn, we just missed another replay. Oh, wow.
That happened. That just happened.
Let me see. Can I play that back on here? Just missed another replay. Oh, wow. Oh, okay.
Clint is the dog in the garbage up there.
God damn it, I'm watching TV!
Okay.
Oh, man. Oh.
The hell's a loud boy. And then,
hey, you know what was funny? You know what was funny about the whole thing? It was Surfer's response. God damn it. God damn it, I don't need this today. Oh, man.
The thing about Turner the Hoot. Surfer the Hoot.
Oh, man. I didn't. That completely was unexpected. Oh, wait a minute. I got to catch my breath. Oh, my God.
He took his chicken spread sandwich.
Wow, man. Oh, man. And Tony C, I don't know, Tony C dropped off. Let me see here. Gonna add Mr. C back into the fray here. Wow. Wow. Boy, oh boy, you certainly know how to steal the show, Surfer. Good Lord. Oh, man.
That dog was angry.
That's exactly. Sounded like the dog was. You're on the air? Woof! Oh, man.
Give me some attention.
Tony C, you're on mute. Unmute yourself, sir.
Am I out? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Now.
Oh,
Surfer in that damn poop. In the remake, 10-10, not Surfer and Hooch. That's the name of the new movie.
Surfer and Hooch.
Surfer and Hooch.
Wow. Good Lord.
Oh my goodness.
What was it? He's fighting for that brisket again.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
God damn it.
Lay down, okay?
Oh,
what was that movie with a dog that Craig Daddy was watching during Friday?
He was watching just like when dogs attack mailmen or something.
Man's best friend. The man's best friend.
He was watching Hooja.
He was watching Man's Best Friend, that movie with Ally Sheedy in it, and they make that Rottweiler from hell that splices with everything. Oh my God, I can see Seth running slow motion across the house from that damn dog. Oh my God, where is he? He had to leave.
He had to go take care of the dog. Yeah, Jesus.
Welcome to the Red Story. Double A, Tony C, Dr. Doom, Silver Surfer, and Hoop.
But like I said, I think the best part of the whole thing was Surfer's reaction. God damn it, I don't need this. I don't need this today. Hold on.
So how long is
this
going
to
go on?
Wait a minute.
All damn night.
Oh, man. Hold on. Can I?
Is that the same dog Nino Brown had at New Jack City Surfing?
Maybe he dropped.
Hold on. Let me see if I can get the screen. There we go.
Get that over.
I'm going to try something.
Yeah, let's play as long as that ropes.
Hold on. That was all that noise.
Surfer going in the Cheeto bag.
Yeah, Surfer's popping some corn. And with that, we all say hello to Dr. Doom.
Oh, man, I got an interesting development this
This is what happened 5 minutes ago. Well, we'll get to your development in a minute. But I want to pipe up. Pot up. That's the word I was looking for. You know, last I checked. So,
because of the
lawsuit. In real life,
because of the lawsuit. So, because by Rick suing WWE, that
puts her in a rock and a hard place.
Exactly, because you know they could bring the heat down on Charlotte. Notice Rick didn't come out to the ring.
Is that why she takes so many back shots?
Maybe. Let me see here. I gotta tell you. It's coming up. It's coming up. Anyways, all right.
I can't believe this. Hold on.
God damn, you got Cujo over there?
Hold on. So, in case you missed it, here it is one more time.
I can't believe this. Hold on.
God damn, you got.
Oh. It's a Surfer.
What did he say?
He said, God damn it, I didn't need this. Hold on. Oh, man. Surfer, control that animal. Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness. I'm dead right now.
Man, oh, man.
I thought this night could get no better.
we'll talk about that too in a second. Oh man, good Lord. So, lots going on in wrestling, lots of interesting things going on in wrestling. But before we get into wrestling and other things, let's go around the horn and see what's going on in everybody's personal lives. With that, we say hello to Tony C, who's trying the show out on his phone today.
Yep, and it seems like it's flowing. You guys hear me okay right here?
You're a little muffled, but not like it's not like we can't make out what you're saying, you know. But it's okay.
I mean, the iPad, for some reason, is stuck on speaker. Is it a setting I can do on
No, there could be something. Maybe you need to reboot the iPad, maybe.
Damn it. Because I don't want to be muffled.
Okay, I'm back.
Crap.
Did you feed the dog?
He put him out. He put him in the pen.
Making too much damn noise, dog.
Somebody started going off with fireworks.
Woo! Woo!
Those must be gunshots. Ain't no fireworks. Bro.
No, it was fireworks. I could see that out the back window.
Oh, boy.
And then gunshots are... Hey, pop, 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 pop,
pop, pop, pop, pop. It can be. And by the way, for those of you...
I'm making that gunshot noise.
For those of you that don't know, and you're watching SmackDown, Charlotte checked Bayley's oil at the pay-per-view on Sunday. Proof of that was sent. Proof of that was sent to our text messages here yesterday.
I didn't get it.
Well,
yeah, I didn't get it.
Well, it went to Lee and Phil, and I know Lee appreciated
it. Why didn't you send it to me?
Huh?
Send it to
Why
me.
Wouldn't you send it to Surf?
Wait, was she looking for a muffler?
I don't know. She was digging for gold or something.
Carmella?
Yeah, very weird. Let's play that back for the those that missed that. No.
Oh my god, bro.
Is the dog the ghost tonight?
Oh man. Surfer and the Hooch. And oh man. Anyways, so Tony C, what's been going on with you? Tony C? We've lost Tony C again. All right, what about you, Surfer, besides the dog? Oh, he's taking tendon to the dog. What about you, Doom? Where the hell is everybody? Now you guys...
I'm here.
There we go. Tony C, you back? Tony C?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. You sound nice and crisp now.
Because I'm on the iPad, but this freaky thing still on the speaker.
Oh, wow. You sound good, though.
That sound like the dog?
No, you trust me. You're coming in clearer than the dog. How's your 7 days been?
Man, I've just been taking it easy, dealing with the backside of this litigation finally, and hopefully everything coming to an end here real soon.
Well, that's good.
You know, other than that, you know, praying that 90210 get picked up for another season.
Why?
Cause man, it's intriguing, man. What do you, don't be like that, Double A.
No, they lost me on the first episode.
Oh my God, Joe! You gotta watch. I feel like if Empire can be on, it can be on. You know,
Empire's going off.
That's what I'm saying. Empire was on for 5 years, though. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know. I'll see. Maybe I'll go back and watch it on Hulu.
Yeah, it's only 6 episodes, so you know they gave them a little test run.
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
I'm just saying. If you're listening and to Fox, them promos for SmackDown during the football games are terrible.
What, the announcers?
Yeah, hearing them talk about football.
And then they throw a wrestling reference during mid-game.
Exactly. Talking about Roman Reigns and stuff like that. No, man, I'm good. Just run the promo.
Yeah, or they could just play Jim Ross commentary when somebody get hit hard. That'd be better.
Something.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I haven't seen any
You haven't heard any of the promos?
I have not heard any of the promos yet.
Man, there was one during the Dallas game. It was horrible. Speaking of Dallas.
Hey, say that for a sports show. I don't even feel like
Yeah,
laugh it up because y'all only going to be the team that loses to mine.
Hey, hold on.
Super Bowl.
Hey, sir, y'all can't talk. Y'all got a...
Rapist.
Sexual predator on y'all squad.
Predators. So. Put an S on it.
Yeah.
You know, come down from the top.
Yeah. When he got signed, I'm like, we're going 19-0. The next night, he's being charged with a sexual assault. I was like, oh, God damn it.
It's another chick in this Sports Illustrated article talking about.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of these players that are divas seem to be somewhat abusive towards women because they think that, like, they're the prettiest and they're the best, and women supposed to bow down to them. And
I've noted. I'm an outsider watching, you know, stuff that's happening right now in football. There's no in between. You've got people like Antonio Brown causing all
Tim Tebow,
and then on the other side of the spectrum, you have Cam Newton.
Oh, with his Whitney Houston bodyguard.
With his scarf. So,
look, man. Look, the man is suffering for the mumps. Leave him alone.
Sure, suffer.
That's Cam Newton ain't suffering from no mumps.
He got to be. Why else would he wear a scarf around his head unless he's suffering for the mumps?
Because he want Kevin Costner
to save
him. You know, when you were little, you didn't wear a scarf around your head when you had the mumps.
The same reason that LeBron James walks around with a purse.
It's a man bag. It ain't a purse.
Sure.
What the hell?
The only bag I walk around with, surfer, is usually a grocery bag. So.
I agree.
Or
if you look at it's these receivers that like him and
Cam Newton, not a receiver.
No. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about like Odell. First he wears a $250,000 watch while he's playing, and then they say he wore a $2 million watch this week.
I would have hit him and took it off in the game. That's what I'd have did.
I'd have mugged him on the field.
I think Cam Newton go to the hair salon, yo.
Probably.
the weekend on the weekday.
Sits under the dryer.
Yeah, he sit up under the dryer. Cam Newton will go to the barbershop and get his hair done.
Or the two snaps. Y'all ain't seen the one with the men on film? The Cam Newton? Going to Tampa Bay.
See, they criticized him for wearing the scarf and a hat. So he thought, I'll just take the hat off. And they won't bother me with the scarf.
He still looked like a bitch surfer.
But he took off the wrong thing, I'm saying. He should have kept the hat and lost the scarf.
Cam Newton, he wear thong flip-flops, yo. I'm done. Dude wear thong flip-flops, yo.
Remember how to the days when they used to wear do-rags?
That went out with AI.
You know what?
Yeah.
Who's going to say anything to the man? He's like 6'5", 250.
I would.
The internet, the world has already.
Yeah.
Hey, who walks into the man in his face and say, "Yo, dude, you look ridiculous"?
Mike Singletary would have said it.
You don't think that the locker room?
He's one of the biggest people out there.
I'm sure.
If Mike Singletary was the coach, he would have told Cam Newton, "You look like a straight bitch, dude." So.
I'm sure the locker room is telling him stuff. So I'm sure there's a set of there's a bronze panties hanging in his locker, or somebody's going to hang that in his locker. Anyways. All right, what about Surfer? Surfer, what's been going on with you this week besides that dog?
I haven't had much to say. I do want to report on a few things. Some news items will come across my Facebook feed.
Okay.
Popeyes has been having a little problem with the chicken sandwich.
Uh-huh.
So now they're saying,
bring in your own bun.
Bring your own bun in, and then you can get 3 strips of chicken.
That's some bullshit.
And now, because KFC's been left out.
Stole what I'm about to say.
They're making a chicken sandwich between 2 Krispy Kreme donuts.
Yep, they got them in our area.
They got them in Pennsylvania, too.
I'm going tomorrow at lunch.
No, dude, we like having you on the air. We don't want you.
I got my insulin pen, all right? I'm finna use it right on up.
If you don't have a heart attack, you definitely get the diabetes.
I already got diabetes, damn it.
All right, so.
Like I said, I'm gonna shoot my insulin pen. I'm gonna try this.
You gonna go into shock, I'm telling you.
Nope. I'm doing it for the rain. I'm gonna see what the hell this damn.
Double A, could you talk about it, please? Because, you know, I like talking to this guy. He's a cool dude. I don't want to see him throw his life away.
Hey. I mean, Double A will try it, right?
No.
Right, you wouldn't try?
I wouldn't. Huh? No, because I would. That combination doesn't appeal to me.
It's intriguing.
It's not intriguing. It's just plain stupid.
All right, I'm Wilford Brimley, and I have diabetes.
Okay. I'm going to give it a shot. Like I said, I'm going to shoot a little ass insulin, drink some water. I mean, it might be the greatest thing since sliced bread.
I don't know about that. That's...
It probably won't taste good. That don't mean...
I didn't say I'm going to eat a whole bunch of them or 2 of them. I'm just going
to
try
one. He just wants to taste it.
Yeah.
Blowfish tastes good, too. But it'll kill you.
Not if it's done correctly.
Still, you're taking a chance by eating it.
Surfer, you're taking a chance eating chicken spread.
Yep.
And you eat
it. You don't even know what the hell's been chicken spread.
And you've been eating it for years.
I don't eat it all the time.
Doesn't matter. Just takes one can.
Can y'all hear me now?
We couldn't.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, we could hear you.
Now we got to put up with Baron Corbin for the next several months.
We were putting up Baron Corbin forever.
Yeah, but you thought they'd have caught on that nobody wants to see his ass.
Well, Chad Gable's tearing up he tore up the throne and he broke the scepter and the cape.
Damn.
Ooh, shit, that shit going into the crowd in Atlanta. Somebody in Atlanta is going to get mighty litigious. I suggest somebody's going to file something in Fulton County Superior Court if they got pegged with that scepter.
That's right.
People trying to touch booty.
I think Chad Gable needs to wear some lifts.
No, he doesn't. I think he's. He should never cut that hair.
That's what it was.
Should have never cut the hair. The hair gave him a little bit of an edge.
Well, he ain't the only one who came back with a different look.
Yeah, and a lot of people came back with a different look, but we'll get into that in a second. The crown's already dented. What more denting are you going to do, Chad? Hold on.
That's a low-budget skit. Low-budget crown.
But
hold on.
What's the point of even having the tournament? I mean,
it would to get people talking and intrigued, and it's fun. The tournament is fun, you know.
Yeah, it's like double cross.
Well, I'm saying by the time you get a winner, they don't do any that winner goes on to do nothing most of the time.
So,
but back in the day, you won the king of the ring, and it propelled your career.
So a lot of people win the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, but nothing happens.
No one has done one of Andre the Giant and went on to do bigger and better things.
Yeah, nobody did. Cesaro, but it's fun to it's fun to have the Battle Royal, though.
Yeah.
They was having the Battle Royal anyway. They just decided to give it a name and a trophy.
Corey Graves. Anyways. Alright, so there's more controversy in the chicken worlds, according to Surfer and Doom, so.
Not the chicken world.
Yeah, well, I mean, listen. I said it. I said about the Popeye's chicken sandwich. It'd be better with two strips, maybe, instead of one chicken breast. But
that's a lot of chicken.
It's just a lot of chicken. I'm a fan of chicken breast, but I like it when the chicken breast is like pounded out flat and then breaded and fried, like a chicken steak. You know, but
chicken fried steak.
Like a that's steak. That's steak steak. Like a like a chicken cutlet. Let's just put it that way.
Oh yeah,
I like that's the type of thickness I like when it comes to chicken.
What about a Chick-fil-A chicken?
I'll eat that. I eat it because of the taste. It tastes good, but under normal circumstances, I don't like eating like a thick piece of chicken breast as a sandwich. Yeah, sure. I like to eat like chicken breast like as part of a meal where I can cut it with a knife and eat it with a fork. So that, you know, that's my thing. But anyways, so in other news, NBC announced today that they are going to, upon the launch of their stream service in April, that they are going to be rebooting several of their classic television shows. Mm-hmm. Punky Brewster with Soleil Moon Frye. And the one that really caught me off guard today was the reboot of Saved by the Bell. And the thing is, they're not just rebooting the show. The show is picking up, I guess,
30 years
into the future, where Zach Morris is the governor.
What?
Zach Morris is the governor of the state of California.
So he's going to be on two shows on two networks.
I guess.
Mark Paul Gosselaar is coming back.
Mark Paul Gosselaar is coming back. Well, they're working out the deals right now. But officially, with pen to paper, is A.C. Slater and Jesse Spano.
So he's going to be on the Saved by the Bell show.
Yep.
And he's going to be on Mixed
The question is Screech coming back? Because, hell.
Is Lisa coming back?
Yeah, she look like shit.
What timing, huh?
So it's supposed to be what, the Descendants or something?
It looked like the continuation.
Yeah, like they're going to redo a new high school or something.
The synopsis I read was Zach Morris, as governor of California, has been shutting down underperforming schools and busing the students to better schools such as Bayside.
Zach Morris is trash.
So.
Is Mr. Beltman still alive?
Yes, he is.
You think he'll still be the president? I mean,
the principal? Well, no. Yeah. In the final episode of Saved by the Bell, the official final episode, he moved on from Bayside and became a dean at a college.
Standing at the edge of tomorrow.
I think I've played the played a little bit of it when during the final episode. But let me see if I can.
What was that? What's some of those classic guys you think they're gonna come back with their kids?
Well, one of them just died.
Which one?
No, oh, it was a guy from 90210, my bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me see here.
He was 49 years old.
Bear with me because I'm trying to, what I want to
hear. Dream Blast.
There we go. We'll let this, we'll let the commercials play. But yeah, I'm like, I can't believe it.
Yeah. Is Tiffany Amber Thiessen
gonna come back? Maybe.
She ain't got no other job.
She does have a job. She has a cooking show on Food
what
Network.
What does she do?
She has a cooking show on Food Network.
Well, besides
and she
that,
she got a show on Netflix too.
Maybe she'll play a cop like she did on the show Fat. Was it Fat? Fast Lane? She was on for that season.
She was on Fast
with Bill
Lane.
Bellamy.
Let me take you back. This was December 4th, 1999.
Beloved principal will announce whether he's going to take that new job or not. Well, according to the last two dozen flowers, the odds are 50-50.
Hello, everyone. Well, I've made my decision.
What? Spit it out!
Reach, I have loved every minute here, but it's time to move on to a new challenge, so I'm saying yes to the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga.
Well, Bayside's gonna miss you, Mr. B, but you'll make a great dean of students.
Congratulations, sir.
Thank you very much.
Cut it out, Chief. I know you're actually staying.
No, Screech, I'm leaving.
Well, there you go. That was the final episode. The series finale. Cool.
Let's see, I'm trying to think. So you think they're going to, like...
So I don't know.
Is this going to be a kid's show, or is it going to be, like, adult-oriented?
Who knows?
That Elizabeth Berkley's character, you know, went around and started stripping after.
Who knows? By the way, and not that I'm going off a tangent here, but I did watch the first couple of episodes of The New Class. Ah, man.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, Lisa could be homeless on the show, you know?
Oh, come on.
She, like, her family lost all their money. And that's the black girl, right?
No,
yes,
it's the Chinese.
Sir.
Of course, yes.
Right, so the family lost all the money. And she's been living out in the street all this time.
Well, now, wait a minute, hold
that
on.
That would explain her look.
Hold on. Last week, you were complaining, Tony C., about there was no black people on
Family Ties
and Growing Pains. There was no Asian people on Saved by the Bell.
Oh, that is true.
So,
I mean, but it was an Asian on California Dreams, so it balanced out.
Oh. Okay.
Think about that.
Yeah. But I want to see if it's Screech's character. He'd be just the angry
dude. I doubt
dude.
It. they probably will make reference to those things, though.
Yeah.
You know? Anyways.
See Slater.
And more proof that Kelly was a whore.
Yep. She had like five kids.
And how is it that she continued to work at the Max after finding out that Jeff cheated on her? She still was shacking up with Jeff in the office. Then, do you remember, Tony C., when Kelly was so adamant about going out for lunch with her ex-boyfriend and Zach didn't let her? He's gone again. But there were several instances like that. She was just very loose. Loose, I say. Alright. So, that whole video series, Zach Morris is trash. It should be Kelly Kapowski is a whore. Maybe I'm going to start that video series on YouTube.
You got to sit like...
Hey, I'd watch it.
She's a whore.
She's a whore. She's a goddamn whore. I mean, Jesus, man. We said it last week in regards to Antonio Brown. She confronts Zach. Zach, I'm pregnant, and it's not yours. That's the wrong drum. Why I gotta label these, man? Ah, there we go. Zach, it's not yours. Zach, Antonio painted my back.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Y'all had me rolling last week, so surfing, beating off on the...
But, yeah.
Can y'all hear me?
I don't know why you keep disappearing.
No, what happened was I did what you... I finally did what you told me to do.
Is reboot?
Reboot the... Yep.
And it worked?
It's working like a mug now.
Ah, great. All right.
That wasn't a sad moment, man.
No.
Oh,
okay. Should've been like,
oh, that's right. It was not... You're right. It wasn't a sad moment. Okay.
Some more bit.
Okay. So, yeah, I don't know.
It's coming back, baby.
It's weird. All these shows are coming back. What the hell is going to come back next? Green
family,
Acres?
Family
Ties with black folks.
Green Acres? Could you imagine?
We do, baby. With some black people.
Could you imagine a rap version of that song?
What would Green Acres be?
Green Acres, a
rich rapper and his wife goes out to the countryside to live on a farm.
Kim Kardashian, a Kim Kardashian,
and Trump supporters.
A Kim Kardashian, a Kanye type, yeah, yeah.
What we do, baby? With all shalala. What the hell is shalala?
Shalala.
Shalala. You can tell one of black people on that damn show by that song.
They can do a
just the only thing black about it was the theme song sung by a black person.
And the dog at the end.
And the dog
that
at
surfer,
the end.
That surfer got over his house. Ubu. Sit, Ubu, sit. Good dog. Here it comes.
Johnny Mathis and Denise Williams.
I bet we've been together for a million years.
And I bet we'll be a million more.
With no black people.
Like I started breathing on the night we kissed. And I can't remember what I ever did before. What would we do, baby,
without black people?
What would we do, baby,
without black people?
And there ain't
no black people.
Oh, man. Well, there was no black people on Happy Days either.
Yeah, I thought it was all the Happy Days.
There was no black.
There was, what did you say, dude? There was no, there was black people on Happy Days?
I think it was an episode.
An episode.
I said, hey,
now you make me think. That's how racist that show was.
What show was it?
Happy Days.
No, that was the one show where Stick showed up, and he was going to be a drummer in the band, and nobody wanted to come to the party because of that.
Oh,
so no surfer knew about it. A resident Hollywood snob.
Any black people in Laverne
and
Shirley?
And then he went on to do porn.
Any black people in Laverne and Shirley?
No.
I ain't seen none. Was there any black people on the Mary Tyler Moore show either?
Flip Wilson, right?
Flip Wilson?
I know Flip Wilson was on that show. Surfer, can you verify that?
Yeah.
No, there was no black people.
See what
there
I'm
it
saying?
Is. There's the new graphics for the new SmackDown.
And Brock Lesnar gonna be the heavyweight champion. They going old school SmackDown.
Oh man!
So they're gonna make him champion so he can show up once every 6 months.
I guess.
Yep.
Who knows? They maybe bring... Kofi pulls through.
What the hell is the point of that?
Well, did you get people to tune in that first night?
So Brock turned into a damn high paid job, but now he
losing. Hey. They want to get the ratings up for that first show.
Why not? I just found out that there was a title change on the main event this past week. So no.
24/7.
The 24/7 title change hands on the main event this past week. They aired it on Raw. That was the whole thing when that NBA player won the title, but it was specifically taped for the main event.
Wow.
You're talking about Enos Kanter?
Yeah.
Wow.
Enos Kanter won. Yeah, he won it on the main event.
Oh, he with Dana Brooke now?
Yeah.
That's a baby daddy?
Oh, that's a good one. Reverse Fresh Prince, where Will and Jada lose their money and Jaden and Willow have to move back to the hood. That's the thing. They don't know what the hood is.
Wow.
Dude. No, this is a story all about.
So did they come back to Philadelphia?
Yeah, they should. So this is a story all about how we lost our money and our...
You just keep the same lyric. The life got flipped, turned upside down.
No, because it's... Now, this is a story of all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. Now, isn't there? I'll tell you how I lost the title of the Prince of Bel-Air. I'm trying to think.
I came to Fresh Prince of Brotherly Love.
Yeah, because...
Well, Jazz can loan him money.
Hell no. Jazz would be like, fuck Uncle Phil.
And I want to let everybody know that Double A sent me a real harsh question message this week and asked me and blew me out, almost made me fall out of my bed. It was random as hell, yo.
But aren't all my questions random?
They are.
Because they come out of
you
nowhere.
You hadn't hit me with a random in a minute. So I'm laying in my bed, minding my business, convalescing. And then me, Phil, and Lee get a text message asking us, so, what the hell you think was in the box that George Washington Duke gave Rocket for Christmas? Which... It made me think it couldn't have been much because George Washington Duke, like, hell, give them to the neighbors. Hell, I don't care. So it must have been some, like, boxes or sweaters. Ties or something.
But I
ain't never even think of it.
But my response to that was, I suspect the boxes were empty.
Exactly.
They were just wrapped empty boxes.
They're prop gifts.
Yeah. Because he wasn't expecting Rocket to sit there and open the gifts.
And I never even thought about that, yo.
Oh, boy. Now, this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. Now, I'd like to take a minute, so just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the... Prince of a town called Philly. In a highfalutin neighborhood where I grew up, on the playground is where I spend most of my days, chilling out, maxing, relaxing all cool, and shooting some. Well, no, he wasn't shooting some b-ball outside of the school.
Playing some golf outside the school.
Nah, Jazz married Hillary.
Maybe.
That's what I want to know. They rebooting all these shows. Like, okay, Zach, the governor, what's Kelly doing? Or did she leave him?
She's the first lady.
She's sitting around wow. Barefoot, private.
So, is Daniel Bryan still going to be a heel after all this?
No.
Would they beat the hell out of Daniel Bryan?
Yeah. He's going to need a partner. And who's going to be his partner? Good old Boomin. And then they're going to go on to become the tag team champion.
They turn on him.
The Boomin Empire. Because, you know, everything on SmackDown is leading up to Booming and Brock again. That's the sad part about WWE. The whole everything comes back around the same circle. Like Brock and Roman was away from each other. Now they finna be on the same show again. So eventually, they're gonna be right back at each other around WrestleMania time again.
Guys, so we're up to no good.
I wasn't gonna play that. No, because I'm reading the whole lyrics to the entire song. It's five verses long. Or four verses.
Can we bring back what's happening? Who would play Raj tomorrow?
Who would play Mabel Mabel Thomas. Mabel King was
Mabel Thomas.
Yeah, Mabel King.
I know who would play Rerun, that dude that was in that movie with Uncle Drew, that fat black dude.
Lil Rail?
Yep.
Well, they can get the kid from Stand By Me. Or not Stand, Lean On Me, sorry. Lean On Me.
Sam's.
Because we need Rerun to be popping, locking.
Oh my God, they finna break Booming neck. Because remember when Ricky Steamboat got pile drive out there?
Oh. Hey, they're going to take some sandpaper and rub it over his face.
Oh my God.
You know, I watched that movie a couple of times this past week because it's on Netflix now.
Oh yeah, so you smoke crack? No, here's another rant.
So it's uncensored on Netflix. That's what I like about it. So go ahead.
What?
And Lee and Double A got to talking about Miss Barrett and why she was so evil in that movie.
Uh huh. And so Lee damn told nosy.
Her son got kicked out of school. He got expurgated. You smoke crack. I can quote that movie pretty much offhand. Don't fuck around with me, job.
Yeah, that's a great line.
Ain't it, though? Mr. Clark don't play.
Yeah, that's another one. Great line. She was a hussy.
She went to school with that surfer classmate.
Yeah.
She turned out to have a big old booty. And surfer ain't, so I thought surfer probably hit it. He being modest. That's who he probably took to see Hamilton. Karen Melina White.
Probably.
I'm trying to watch the SmackDown set get destroyed. So leave me alone, please, for a second.
The set destroyed, you know they'll put it back together for 205 Live, right?
Exactly.
So don't get
so too... They're not destroying it for Fox?
Well, you know, that is in 2 weeks, Surfer.
Exactly.
There's still 2 weeks to go.
And then the week after the premiere draft is the next week. The two-night event draft.
I hear... That Vince watched the NFL draft, right? Like he never watched it. And he was taken back by how, you know, you get the graphics and all and stats on the player and all the players come up in suits. And so the rumor is that's what he wants to do for this draft.
They used to do that back in, like, when they did the first draft. If you go back and
have the wrestlers in suits.
Well, not the suits part.
Hey, how'd it go?
Tell you the truth, I do miss wrestlers in suits.
I do miss, yes.
Like Ron Simmons in his suit when he was the World Heavyweight Champion.
Yep.
That blue suede jacket.
But could you imagine the whole roster dressed up in suits and stuff?
It used to be like that in WCW.
Sorry, I was queuing up something. Go ahead.
They go to the back and dudes being sued.
I want Clark! There's one king around here. The H-N-I-C.
I'll play it up. I'll play that part if you want. Hold on.
And the big white man, the only one that didn't know what that meant.
I like the... Yeah, Dr. Napier came to look at our new sandbox.
Oh, yeah. See you, Dr. Napier.
All right, hold on. Here we go. All right, hold on. I'm queuing it up.
Mr. Clark, come quick! Somebody's beating up Kid Ray!
Same goes for the rest of you. You've tried it your way for years, and your students can't even get past the minimum basic skills test. That means they can
hardly read!
They've given me less than 1 year. One school year to turn this place around, to get those test scores up, so the state will not take us over to perform the task which you have failed to do, to educate our children. Forget about the way it used to be. This is not a damn democracy. We are in a state of emergency, and my word is law. There's only one boss in this place, and that's me. The HNIC. Are there any questions? Mr. Wright?
HNIC.
The HNIC?
The head nigga in charge.
Okay. Now, I want to queue up to the Sam's part, though.
I'm doing my work.
What else?
My father doesn't live with us anymore, sir.
Oh, is that what you're doing now? Go around feeling sorry for yourself, boy? Huh? Go on, get out of here. You're wasting my time.
Please let me back, sir. I have to get back in school. I can't go home and tell my mom I got kicked out of school.
Now, why should I let you back into my school, Sam's?
Because I'm going to do better, sir.
How?
By doing my work.
What else?
And staying out of trouble.
What have you been thinking about all this time? Why should I believe you now?
Because I changed my ways.
I don't believe you, Sams. I don't think you've changed a thing. Go on, jump.
No, I don't want to jump.
Yes, you do. You smoke crack, don't you? You smoke crack, don't you?
Don't you?
Look at me, boy. Don't you smoke crack?
So what did he actually
do? Yes, sir.
You know what that does to you? Huh?
No, sir.
It kills your brain cells, son. It kills your brain cells.
Your brain cells.
Now, when you're poking the hell out of you're doing the same thing as killing yourself. That's you just want to blow up. Now, I say, if you want to kill yourself, don't fuck around with it. Go on and do it. Go on and do it.
No.
Straight like that.
Just
you know
like
that. You know who like that is, right?
What was that, son?
Sam's? You know who's like Sam's is, right? That we know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But you're doing the same thing as killing yourself. You're just doing the slow up. Now, I say, if you want to kill yourself, don't fuck around with it. Go on and do it expeditiously. Now, go on and jump. Jump.
No. I don't want to kill myself, sir.
You're quite sure about this, are you?
Yes, sir.
All right, Sam, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go back on my own word, once, and let you back into my school. Because you're still a baby and you don't know shit.
You don't know shit.
But you understand this, boy. You're not going to get a moment's rest. I'm going to be on your case every minute. You mess up just once, and you're out of here. Now, you understand me? Do you understand me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I'm going back downstairs.
I'm going back downstairs.
What if we just said to the police had Sam jumped? He's like, jump! Okay.
He jumped. And then he'd be like, Mr. Clark, what happened? He said he wasn't fucking around. He jumped.
Exactly.
That's all I can tell you. I told him, don't fuck around. He didn't. And Darnell.
That's one of the few movies that you forget that's Morgan Freeman.
Trash is what you were picking up, sir. You gonna give me the respect that I deserve, I will kick your black ass.
Hold on, okay, we'll rewind then and play that part. Hold on. I was doing my job.
I took the demotion. I've done my job. You're going to give me the respect I deserve. I will kick your black ass. You are suspended, sir. Indefinitely.
No, but before that, we have this. Hold on. We have to play this one little nugget right here. Hold on. Right here.
Mrs. Powers, I want it quiet in here right now.
Okay. That's all I had to play.
All right. You are mental.
You need a psychiatrist.
That's true. You do know what cancel means, don't you? Finished. Done.
You piece of mind at me in front of my students. They're my students.
They are my students, Mr. Donnell.
Just what are you trying to prove? I'm working my ass off for you. Took the demotion. I'm doing my job. Now you're just getting your rocks off by treating me like trash.
No, sir. That's what you were picking up.
God damn it. You give me the goddamn respect you would damn well want yourself, or I will kick your black ass.
You are suspended, sir. As of right now. Get out.
They never resolved the whole pregnancy storyline in that movie. Like
she ended up getting pregnant, and her mama raised the baby. You don't know. You're not a real man because you don't know how to take care of your responsibility. Oh.
And then I guess my favorite scene in the movie is.
You disappoint me, brother. You disappoint me. The disappointment here is you. Me. Yes. Look, you know who I am. You know me 30 years. You know what I would do. You know how I operate.
Nigga, can you keep quiet? The fact is, you're screwing up. You're alienating everybody.
Did he say nigga, would you keep quiet?
Yes.
You have no life. Your wife, ma'am. You know me 30 years. You know what I would do. You know how I operate. Nigga, can you keep quiet? The fact is, you're screwing up.
I did not know that, yo.
You're alienating everybody. Look at you. You have no life. Your wife left you. I ought to walk out on you myself.
Well, go ahead. Bail the hell on out.
But I said I would back you up.
That's what you said, Frank. That's what you said.
Brother, I will go to the fire with you. But you are not taking care of business. This shit you're pulling now, you're just going plain loco. Now, you suspend Darnell. What the hell was that?
Darnell is symptomatic of the disciplinary problem that we're having in this entire system.
Young black teacher.
So he dumped that
desk right on top of your head. Well, right on. Good for him. You will reinstate that man, you hear? And then you fire Mrs. Elliott. Why? Because she didn't want to kiss your ass. Well, I wouldn't either. How about that?
Mrs. Elliott has an ego.
Yeah, well, you lost the best teacher we had. We couldn't get her back now if we wanted
to. I don't have time for Mrs. Elliott's problem.
Well, you better make time.
We are being crucified by a process that is turning black into a permanent underclass, dear Frank. A permanent underclass.
Class.
No, see, nobody wants to talk about that. Mrs. Elliott's missionary zeal about Mozart has nothing to do with our problem. Nothing! What good is Mozart gonna do a bunch of children who can't go out and get a job?
Joe, your personal battles are gonna cost us the war. Worry about the test scores.
What the hell you think I'm worried about?
End this discussion! Debate is over, you will write a formal apology.
I will what?
A formal apology for your treatment of Mrs. Elliott and Darnell and for your vicious and thoughtless insult to the women of this community. You will kowtow, you will step and fetch. Get used to it, it's the way of the world. If you're so hot on discipline, then goddammit, start by accepting mine. Because contrary to popular opinion, I'm the head nigger in charge.
And just wait, my favorite part.
Come on, let's get something to eat.
Okay. All right.
Well, what did he say, nigga? What did he say, nigga?
Keep quiet.
Nigga, would you be quiet? Oh, my God.
Yes. Yeah, I'll play that back one time so that you can hear it again.
Now look, you came and recruited me, man. You disappoint me, brother. The disappointment here is you, me.
Yes! Look, you know who I am. You know me 30 years. You knew what I would do. You know how I operate.
Nigga, can you keep quiet?
I'm dead,
bro. You know, you know
that word around like it wasn't nothing.
Like it was the,
you know,
like it was
thought. About this movie.
What?
Now, the one woman who had the vendetta against him, she started this because her son got kicked out for being a drug dealer. And then he got hit in the head with the
the megaphone.
With the bullhorn.
We never knew that was... Did we confirm?
No, I don't. Yeah, I don't know if they ever confirmed if that was, you know, it. But regardless, if her son got kicked out of school, okay.
Yeah, her son got kicked out when they kicked all those students out. Okay, her son was one of them.
If her son got kicked out of school, why the hell? But why? Okay, I understand maybe asking why'd you kick my kid out of school. But why the hell would you go on a rampage and try to put this guy out?
Personal vendetta. She had,
and then how the hell do you get on the school board?
There's a lot of things that don't add up, but you know
that make you go,
Just
she might have had a thing for Joe.
Just like what was in those boxes, Tony C. So anyways. All right.
She might have had a crush on Joe.
It's very possible.
Joe, you know, Joe, she might have tried to come at Joe, and Joe shot her down. And she's like, I got to get this MF. You know, he's going to give me a chance.
Are our first line of defense.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Cole 10! Get the chains off the goal! I'm running down that damn hall out that auditorium. Yo. Be quiet, y'all. Simmer down, and let the winch talk. You must go home now. And Lee wanted to know how she can't, how she went from being on school board.
He provided an environment.
He doesn't believe in you because you don't take care of your responsibility.
What responsibility? She had been pregnant for 5 minutes.
Yeah, but he denied.
Yeah,
it
told
his
him
child.
To go. Yeah, he tried. And to the clinic and stuff. Man.
She gave it up a little too easy. That's the problem.
She gave it up on Christmas. Why?
He seemed like he was the class president and everything. He seemed like he was, you know, the nice fella. And then he run up in her and not mine.
Yeah, Antonio Brown does.
And
you know, she already came from like a home where like the mom had to work and the pop wasn't there and she'd be home by herself. And
my mama said she don't want me no more.
She should know better. She know she didn't learn shit from her mama.
Yeah, her mama came.
Yeah, but you assume that her mother taught her and said, look, don't make the same mistake I made.
And Miss Powers, I should say. Mrs. Powers singing Lean on Me with that full head of hair moving all over the place. I gotta tell you, I don't know how the hell she went back to work after that. So, but anyway.
You need a friend. Come on, me, brother.
Fast forward to what she. Hold on. There she goes. Now she's going crazy. Well, she's shaking. Huh?
Double A, what was high? Her sang that song, or James Brown and Rocky IV.
What was
hyper? What got people more crunk and motivated?
I think Lean on Me.
Lean on Me or
Living in America.
Living in America. Because Drago was just looking at James Brown like, what the hell?
Oh man, they passed that. If they would have failed that test after that song, they need to get shut down.
Oh man,
because she sung her heart out.
But you know what's funny? All we know is that East Side High passed, but by how much we don't know. So
you saying basically you saying
they probably passed by the skin of their teeth.
You want to see the test score? I want to see the test score. They passed,
yeah.
Did they dock in the test score?
Oh, that's another man. Thing. That's possible.
End of discussion.
You'll write a formal apology.
You will kowtow. You will step in fit.
Because the thing with that,
that's racist as hell.
Exactly, it is. The thing is with that is I love what makes that scene in particular
epic
is Robert Guillaume's voice. He has like a perfect voice to yell. Hold on, let me.
You will kowtow.
End of discussion. Debate is over. You will write a formal apology. I will what? A formal apology for your treatment of Mrs. Elliot and Darnell and for your vicious and thoughtless insult to the women of this community. You will kowtow. You will step and fetch.
Frank, if you think you can get me.
You turn into the way of the world. If you're so hot on discipline, then goddammit, start by accepting mine. Because contrary to popular opinion, I'm the head nigger in charge.
Okay. All right, so.
If he was not a man of color, Joe Clark would have had such a loss. It would have been funny.
Anyways.
He'd have been tied up in litigation. They would have been able to take that test.
Oh, yeah.
Because they would have been in litigation.
So, I want to take you back now. We're coming up here on Fox's SmackDown's debut on Fox, and a lot of things going on in the world of wrestling. Of course, tomorrow, the live premiere of NXT on the USA Network at 8 o'clock. For the first 3 weeks, though, it's going to be 1 hour on the USA Network, and hour two, I believe, will air on the WWE Network. I believe, I'm not sure. That's the report that we're getting, but you're definitely going to get 1 hour live for the next 3 weeks as they wrap up Suits on the USA Network. but what we don't want to happen is what happened when the WWE tried to promote themselves on the USA Network back in 2005 when they were still on Spike.
Oh, and they say they were coming home.
And they were going home. And this is what happened. We actually were able to track down the original audio that aired live that night. Okay? On Spike. So here we go. Listen to this.
Next week, Monday Night Raw returns home. Next week, Monday Night Raw returns...
Before I continue on here, this is... I did not doctor this. I did not do anything. This is as it aired on WWE's final night on Spike TV.
But next week, Monday Night Raw returns home. Next week, Monday Night Raw returns back. It's gonna be.
Like I said, Ashley's there,
messed with.
You know. Victoria's not coming along. Alone, look at that.
The following contest is scheduled for...
For about all Big Show fans, if Big Show will be on the Conan O'Brien show tomorrow night, late night with Conan O'Brien, check your localistics.
Every time you look Conan O'Brien, very entertaining. And Conan and him, from what I understand, are very, very good friends.
Oh, the Big Show.
Apparently the network, Spike TV, that we have such a great relationship.
USA. That was 5 years ago. But oh, we're going back to USA right now, King.
Well, we've enjoyed being here on the Spike TV, but next week we start back on USA Network with a huge homecoming show on USA Network.
Now let me get this straight. Okay. I know we've loved being on Spike all these years. It's a big one.
Yeah.
But we'll be back to USA next week.
Well, we're going to be back. Raw is returning to USA Network next week.
Wait a second.
Now, of course,
we'll be on the USA Network also.
Say that too loud.
Okay.
Now,
here on Spike TV, we'll soon be moving to USA Network 1 week from tonight. To say history in the making will happen next Monday night on the USA Network WWE Homecoming. Well, that would be an understatement. Bischoff can't wait to go to WWE Homecoming on the USA Network.
Our homecoming to the USA Network.
We appreciate it very much. We'll see all the rest of you next week on the USA Network.
Now, the reason why they started saying USA Network so much was because they were getting dumped out every time they mentioned the USA Network, that they just started going, well, let me tell you something. Next week, we're moving to the USA Network because we're leaving Spike to go to USA. And they just kept repeating it over and over again so that the censors couldn't keep up. And eventually, halfway through the show, the censors gave up, and they stopped censoring WWE.
They said, the hell with it.
The hell with it. They're gone. They're leaving after today. The hell with it.
So,
WWE, whether you know, Viacom wants to accept this, if it wasn't for the WWE, there would have been no Spike TV. WWE saved that network. So,
yep.
So what
sponsors
is going over the SmackDown on Fox? Well, we're getting more Skittle commercials, more Slim Jim commercials.
Yeah, it'll just be more big times. I mean, now they got Kit Kat on Raw this week.
And then let's see.
I'm a peanut butter.
SmackDown, damn promo, damn Big 12 football.
How many celebrities from the different Fox shows are going to show up every week?
Maybe Homer Simpson will show up on SmackDown.
They got a weekly show on Tuesdays at what, 5, right?
They're going to have a studio show on FS1. Yeah.
Yeah, FS1. Right before Christine Leahy show. It's going to go Speak for Yourself.
The Simpsons is now a Fox show, right?
It's always been a Fox show.
What the hell?
I mean a Disney show.
It's owned by Disney.
It's owned by Disney.
That's what I'm saying.
But Fox owned, Disney owned Fox.
Not the network.
They own the production company.
Exactly. Fox Simpsons ain't going nowhere.
I believe they're signed for another 3 years. So they're going to be on to season, I believe, 35. 34 or 35, something like that.
Well, they're putting the whole series on Disney Plus.
Whoop-de-doo, except for the Michael Jackson episode.
Which one? Happy Birthday Lisa?
Have the Happy Birthday Lisa episode, yeah.
Oh, that's where they draw the line?
Yeah. Apparently, because that episode has been pulled from all digital services. It's been pulled from rotation and syndication. So.
Wow. Just wild. Fox, you got a whole lot of nerve.
Yeah.
Happy Birthday Lisa episode.
So, as SmackDown moves to Fox in 2 weeks.
I thought Brock was going to challenge him for Hell in a Cell. I forgot all about they moved.
Exactly. And so Brock Lesnar came out and challenged Kofi Kingston for the WWE Heavyweight Championship of the World. And it was unexpected. I mean, unexpected. Let's take you back to what happened earlier tonight on SmackDown.
Oh, there it is.
Big E.
The RKO machine. And it said it's Big E sending Orton into the post.
Thank goodness, Big E just
got it. DDT.
Wow.
Woods perched up top.
Bad knee at all.
There's no way.
Nobody's in. Watch with the elbow! Almost the entire distance of the ring.
Unreal.
Well, now it's Kofi Kingston back up to his feet.
Don't turn around, Dawson. Don't turn around.
Oh, in paradise. Down goes Dawson. Cover. Kofi Kingston and the New Day win.
Here are your winners. The New Day.
Let the good feelings and the good vibes continue for the New Day.
In layman's terms, Mr. Kingston, what that means is the following. Kofi, my client, Brock Lesnar, hereby challenges you to a match for the WWE Heavyweight Championship of the World on Friday night, October 4th, at the Friday night SmackDown premiere on Fox.
When I won this WWE title at WrestleMania, I made a promise to the entire WWE universe that I would be a fighting champion. So as far as your challenge is concerned, I accept.
And from there, Brock attacked Kofi.
So Double A. So is this on October the 4th, that's going to be the season premiere of SmackDown?
The season premiere and the 20th anniversary.
So how long is the season? So next October is going to be the another season. We get another season premiere, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm just saying, man, SmackDown had a bunch of season premieres, right?
All over the place. Never when it really supposed to be on its actual
season. That's what I'm saying.
Because the SmackDown premiered August 26th, 1999 on the Urban Planet Network. And
I thought of Urban Paramount Network.
The Urban Paramount Network. that, of course, was after the pilot aired back in April.
On the CW, right?
No, the pilot aired on UPN as well.
Oh, it aired on CW. So, main UPN.
And the now, pilot, they should have stuck with this commentary team of Michael Cole and James E. Cornette. So,
I think I remember that one.
Yeah.
Now, it's okay. Hell in a Cell is that next week
is I believe the week
13.
I think it's the week of the premiere.
Damn! It's so that first week that so it'll be Sunday the 5th.
I believe so. Hell in
no,
a Cell.
Sunday the 6th.
Sunday the 6th. So, SmackDown, that first SmackDown is the go-home show.
So, what? Okay. I think what they're going to do, I think Kofi wins, and then they do a rematch Sunday in
Hell in a Cell.
Yeah, with help of the New Day. Or no contest or something like that?
It'll probably be like a no contest. Maybe Brock gets carried away and gets disqualified.
Or the New Day come out and help him.
Yeah.
Help Kofi. And then they do a rematch. Brock comes back. Because Brock going to be on SmackDown in a minute. I believe.
I mean,
at least for the, you know, probably about I think the whole month of October. Probably
through the end of the year.
There you go. Because this deal is up at Mania, right?
Probably.
Yeah, so.
What's the chance they switch the titles?
I don't think that'll happen.
I think Bray Wyatt gonna.
It's possible. That's possible. I gotta tell you, with the way Bray Wyatt attacked Seth Rollins at the pay-per-view on Sunday, and the way he, I gotta tell you, the whole thing was done marvelously on Raw. Very effective. It was so good with the promos, and because here's the thing, and I text Tony C when it happened, the upside down graphics at the start of Raw. Apparently, that's part of the Bray Wyatt thing.
Bray Wyatt thing, yeah.
And
then Renee Young goes, has this thing been upside down the whole time?
No. She said, are we going to pretend like nothing's wrong or something like that?
Has this been upside down the whole time?
Yeah, it was weird.
Either the upside down part was a mistake and they came back at the end to play it off with the
Listen to what I'm going to tell you. How do the graphics, okay, and I'm talking from somebody that produces videos, it's not exactly easy to turn the graphics upside down. It's a process.
Yeah. Right.
So it's that not... It's not like somebody pushed a button by accident and the graphics turned upside down.
I buy into his plan, but the way it ended. I'm just saying, even if it wasn't planned, they did a great job of playing it all at the end of the show.
But there was no even if it wasn't planned. It was planned.
Yeah. I gotta tell you.
No, we all agree. It was planned.
The whole thing, the segments, and then
that what damn I song.
At the end of the show that ran for 2 minutes was just like, it just made the whole thing freaky. And I loved Kane's involvement throughout the night. I loved how he won the title. From R-Truth, Glenn Jacobs, that is, won the title.
He called him the president.
I still got it. And then, of course, Kane came out, but Kane suffered the mandible claw from the Fiend.
He held on to the limousine that whole time.
It was so good, though. I thought Raw last night definitely stepped it up a notch last night.
I think it had some great highs and some bad lows, and it evened out.
I think if Vince wasn't there, you definitely could tell. And I got to tell you one place where you could definitely notice it, and that was on commentary, because there was a point in the show where the commentary was three people just rambling on a headset, meaning during the whole thing where Mike Kanellis was wrestling Ricochet after Maria Kanellis said that Ricochet was her baby's daddy, which that was so weird how that all came about. But whatever, that's a Paul Heyman segment, as clear as day. And,
well, they backed themselves in the corner of that segment.
But no, I think they needed a reason to bring in Rusev, and that was the reason. I don't think
I'm not even talking about that nonsense. The whole situation of her berating him all the time, saying he's not a man, it's not his child.
But you know what? I had not been following 205 Live over the last couple of months, but. Mike Kanellis had been embroiled in a separate feud on 205 Live with Drake Maverick, whereas about 6 weeks ago, they had a street fight on 205 Live that Drake Maverick won, by the way. And, but yeah, it's, I'm very intrigued. Now, 205 Live, it has been confirmed. When the show is going to end, we don't know, but 205 Live will be a part of the NXT roster. So that'll be a good thing, and now NXT will get a new championship to be a part of that brand in the Cruiserweight title.
I just like that Bray Wyatt, that Firefly song, that crap funny. I'm so glad that you're my friend. And it just be coming out of nowhere.
Bad rambling rabbit dude is like, you gotta run!
Yep.
Run, Seth!
Oh my god.
If you're feeling lonely today, come along and throw your cares away. We're really glad that you're our friend, and this is a friendship that'll never ever end.
Oh my god, so they're finally making him into the new Undertaker.
Yeah, it was. At the beginning when I saw this, I was like, but this is just turning in to be so good.
They turn him into the Ministry of Darkness, Taker. He'll be better.
And it's an updated Mankind also.
Yep. It's a mixture.
It's a mixture.
He needs to start, if he kidnapped somebody, like if he kidnapped Becky Lynch, like he beat Seth for the title,
oh, yeah, that would hurt Becky Lynch's character.
No, but if he stalked Becky, maybe.
Yeah, but Becky's supposed to be the man, so Becky's supposed to, you know, fight back.
But in real life,
if she became a damsel in distress for Seth Rollins storyline, that's gonna hurt her.
It's not more of a damsel in distress, more so as it's somebody close. That's what it's about.
Oh man. And you know, we haven't played his song, but his new theme song.
It's some WCW booking. Smite now.
The whole Wyatt family is getting a push.
I want to know who's doing WWE's music these days, because they don't have a. They apparently sent CFOs to the curb. So, anyways,
that title match on the Go Home show.
You know what?
Old school.
It is. That's the Georgia Dome for you. That's the Georgia Dome. No, I. It's going to be interesting. It's definitely going to be interesting. They've piqued my curiosity. Turnbuckle Throwbacks, and more than likely, we'll be with them live on that night, post show wise for the Fox premiere. We will be on the air Wednesday, October 2nd. After the premiere of AEW on TNT.
So we pulling double duty that week?
We're going to be pulling triple duty.
How are we doing Triple Deuce?
Well, we got to do the rant on Tuesday. We'll do the show on Wednesday. Possibly we'll be on the air with them Thursday.
What happened Thursday?
Not Thursday, I mean Friday.
Friday, oh yeah. Friday.
And then who knows?
Maybe we'll... No love for TNA?
No love for TNA.
A&E.
TNA! TNA's moving to Access TV beginning in October. You know, so we'll see. And then the NWA had a TV taping this weekend in Atlanta.
And Magnus still their champion, eh?
Yes, he is.
That's what I'm talking about.
So, it's definitely going to be interesting to see what goes on. So, yeah, WWE was in Atlanta, Georgia today. And they weren't at the Omni. They weren't at Center Stage. But they were at the State Farms Arena.
Is that where the Hawks play?
That's where the Hawks play. That's where that's the former Phillips Arena.
Former Phillips Arena, not State Farm.
I think the State Farm Center, I think. And now the American Airlines Arena is looking for a new sponsor, and the Bang Brothers have put in a $10 million bid.
So who put in a bid?
Can you see a red stadium?
The Who Brothers?
The Bang Brothers.
Porn, who the hell is them?
They're a porn company. They're based.
Wait, Bang Brothers still around?
Yeah, apparently so. They're based out of Miami. That's why. It's a thing
going on. Smoothie King Arena. Say it, AA.
The Smoothie King Arena. That's so ridiculous. There are some names that just... I hate branded arenas.
That's how they make money.
Can't we just keep things, you know, the way they originally... Like, the scope... I don't see
the Greensboro Coliseum.
There's too much money out there. It's too much money to say no.
Name it after the city.
Then why the hell? Exactly. Why can't they just, the scope is a legendary arena. Why isn't somebody putting their name on that building? Now,
I don't think they never let that go.
They go to Baltimore and they take over the Baltimore Arena and it's the Royal Farms Arena.
Double A said all arenas should be named after the city they
are. After the city or just give it a local name, you know. The Roanoke Civic Center. There was
at least you don't got no stadium named after something like Pepto Bismol
that's
coming. You know, there's gonna be the
So we had the Thomas and Mac.
The Tampax Arena.
Maybe the Dr. Pepper Center or something. Some shit like that's going to be.
The Dr. Pepper, that wouldn't bother me. But you name me something after like...
The Chicken Spread Arena.
The Hanes Underwear Arena.
How come the big wigs in the chicken industry haven't submitted their names at some of these arenas.
There's no Purdue. Nothing named after Purdue.
Nothing after Purdue. There's nothing named after the Popeye Center, the KFC Center,
the Church's Arena.
The Church's Center. The Church's Arena.
It's a Bojangles Arena, ain't it?
I believe it's not called that anymore.
But you don't have like a Burger King or a McDonald's Arena.
Why, there should be. Might as well. If you can have a Smoothie King, what's next? Taco Bell?
Like in Demolition Man. They survived a food war.
Like, for example, there are some names that would be okay. Like, I could live... Not that I'm a fan of it, but I could live with a building being called like the Arby Center.
What about Greyhound Arena? The Greyhound.
Or the Publix, sir, or the Publix Center, or the Publix Arena.
Oh my God!
Could you imagine
Piggly Wiggly Arena?
The A&P Arena.
A&P.
I'm surprised somebody named it the Wawa.
Maybe that's coming. True.
Kroger got a field up in Kentucky. The University of Kentucky Field is Kroger.
I mean, banks sponsor buildings.
They used to.
No, they still do.
There's no back then. I mean, in Philadelphia, every stadium name
had. Y'all used to have the First Union.
Well, it's Wells Fargo now.
Wells Fargo.
We got Wells Fargo. We got Lincoln Financial Field. We got Citizens Bank Park. It's all named after banks. You might as well just put a big money sign up so that you don't have to keep changing the name every time a bank go out of business.
Of the three arenas that we have here, two of them are named after financial institutions.
Ours is his. Yeah. Amway.
You're going to get the Charmin Center one day.
Soft.
Kleenex.
Shit paper. You know.
The Kleenex Center.
The Kleenex Center. Oh, damn.
But how the hell do you...
The Roto Rooter.
But how the hell... But the thing is, like, I can under... if it was, like, a good product... I can't sell myself.
That's not
with the,
too bad.
I can't sell myself on the Smoothie King Center. You know?
The Chick-fil-A Center. That sounds good. That don't sound bad. The Chick-fil-A Center. That's what they should have named that arena.
They should just call one of the... You know, Popeye should be called the Chicken Shack.
Coming to you live from the Chicken Shack.
The Mr. Clean Stadium.
That's kind of racist.
What?
The Chicken House. Coming to you live from the Chicken House.
No. The Uncle Ben Stadium.
Oh my God. That's kind
of. You got a big picture of Uncle Ben at the top of the stadium.
Which one? The Rice Man or Carson?
Yeah, the Rice Man.
Well,
could you imagine? Wait a minute. And then the pyro goes off. We are live from the Chicken Shack in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Chicken Shack, yo, I'm dead.
First SmackDown live on Fox. Hi, everybody. I'm Double A, being joined by Tony C and Silver Surfer. It's the first time that SmackDown comes to you live from the Chicken Shack in Baton Rouge.
Golden Corral Arena.
The Preparation H Center.
The Pepperoni H.
I didn't say pepperoni.
Yeah, but you're just about dead.
Yeah. Pepperoni H. Dead. What's that foot powder?
Gold Bond.
Gold Bond. Foot powder. Arena.
Gold Bond wouldn't sound too bad.
Michelin Arena.
But do you know, it's like, for God's sakes, like, name it after somebody rich. Like, can't Bill Gates throw his name on a building? The Gates Center?
Yeah. If you want to pay for it.
The Gate Center, or the Buffett Center.
The Warren Buffett.
But see, you know,
because if Trump could have Trump,
they don't need to advertise themselves.
If Trump could have Trump Plaza.
Oh, there's plenty of people that could have done that.
But see, Trump, he, you know, realized he could sell his name. To put on buildings, but now all those places are suffering, except for where he sends the troops.
That's
to
fine.
Stay.
That's fine. That's now. But I was saying, if he could do it, others could do it.
He needed to change the name from Trump to Donald Guerrero. He's so lying, cheating, steal. That should be his theme song when he come out to a rally.
Oh, man.
I can see it now. Do. And he do that damn. Guerrero shimmy. I lie, I cheat, I steal. I lie, I cheat, I steal. I don't care if you don't like him. Not the heel, Ed Guerrero, so you gotta do the faithful. Do, 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 do.
Viva la raza!
Well, then that would be their flagship.
What if you came out to that last night and That's good racing.
Be too funny.
Speaking of, I didn't know the authors of Pain was Hispanic.
They're not Hispanic.
They're
Samoan,
ain't they?
They're not Samoan either. One is Dutch, and the other is...
They were speaking Dutch last night?
They're speaking Dutch. I'll tell you where they're from. Akam, which I believe was the one on the left, he is from Canada, but he actually might be somewhat Samoan.
Can I say this?
Go ahead.
Before we get ready to leave,
Indian. He's supposed to be billed as Indian. Go ahead.
I was watching old 1997 summer Raws, and I hate to say it. You know, I hope people don't get mad at me what I'm about to say, but Brett, the Hitman Hart, and the Hart Foundation, they were at America. They weren't correct at that time, but 22 years later, they hit it right on the head about our country, yo.
Yeah.
I mean, if you got offended by what the Hart Foundation, the Bret Hitman Hart, saying, if y'all go back, that's the times we lived in. Everything he said it in a promo. I mean, in a scathing promo. Well, new Canadians.
He said Pittsburgh was the.
I ain't talking about that one.
Of the of America, and the way the team is falling apart. He was right about that too.
That and that may be true too, but it was one of them promos, like before SummerSlam. I think it was before Canadian Stampede. They was getting ready, you know, doing the whole Americans, USA thing. And man, he ripped into America. And them Canadians really didn't like us back then. And now I see why. So, anybody want to see where we at right now? Back in Bret Hart. And he was like a fortune teller. He was talking about how we don't take care of old people. It's racist and everything. It was funny back then. Nowadays.
I thank you for believing in me. A few weeks ago, I was told, America, love it or leave it. Well, I've traveled all around the world. I've been all over the United States of America. And the one thing that I've in particular looked forward to is loving leaving it. I want everybody to understand that nobody is more proud of being Canadian than I am. And I'm not really sure how things have escalated, but the one thing, I'm not so much anti-American as I'm just very, very pro-Canadian. Americans think that they're always better than us. They think they're better than everyone. But all you have to do is look at Donovan Bailey and you realize that they're not as great as they think they are. America. For me, Canada's a country where we still take care of the sick and the old, where we still have health care. We got gun control. We don't shoot each other and kill each other on every street corner. Yeah. Canada isn't riddled with racial prejudice and hatred. Across Canada, we all care for each other. And I am proud to be Canadian. And I am proud to be your hero. And I promise that I'll continue to live up to trying to do my best and to keep my word. And there's one promise that in particular that I want to make, and that promise is in the SummerSlam.
In the America, SummerSlam.
When I step in the ring with the World Wrestling Federation champion, The Undertaker, that I will not let my Canadian fans down. And I will be the World Wrestling Federation champion for a fifth time. I want to make one promise. If I don't come to Canada with that World Wrestling Federation championship belt, if by hook or by crook I lose, I will never, ever wrestle on American soil ever again. And that is a promise. Now I want to call out to you the man that beat the great American scum last night, the Intercontinental Champion, my brother Owen, the best technical wrestler in the World Wrestling Federation.
And of course, there comes Owen.
If you're just joining us, ladies and gentlemen, we are live. And they will meet again at SummerSlam. And what an ovation for another Canadian hero.
All right, well.
And I just want to say, I've came to the conclusion that heel Bret Hart is right there below Hollywood Hogan in my book. Because he went and told the truth.
Not WCW heel Bret Hart.
Oh, he was good too. But heel WWF Bret Hart, Hart Foundation Bret Hart, in 1997, will hold a special place in my heart. Especially when he grabbed Vince and started tussling with him.
JR said, JR has gone on the record and said that was one of the most volatile nights he's ever been a part of in the wrestling.
The night he grabbed Vince.
That the night that Bret grabbed Vince.
And never threw a punch. They was just sitting up to grab him. They locked up. That's what they did, though. Like, now I think about it. They just locked up. Oh my God. This bullshit.
You know. He has no right to be the referee of my match.
Man, that's some good. That was some must-see television. And Bret Hart, I slept on you all the year. Apologize, yo. You're a man.
Let me see if I can.
And then when you went to WCW and said them epic words, I know who's the number one contender. I've been sizing guys up since I got here.
Hell, Dandy.
Hey, Mean Gene. Wait a minute. He's been wrestling with a cruiserweight.
Ah, but he's a great wrestler. Yes, great wrestler. but he's a cruiserweight.
I know. Who are you to say that L. Dandy's not worth a title shot?
Oh man, let me see if I can find the
Dean Malenko. You wanna attack me when I got a groin pull?
This is a real injury.
Yo, Bret Hart, man.
I never felt my life.
Yo,
Let me see if I can find the thing there with where
and the way he be talking in the SummerSlam. In the SummerSlam.
Yes, it was me.
Let's advance forward, and Pat and JR, you were part of the Brain Trust in the WWE back in the mid-90s. All of a sudden, the Cold War is over, the Gulf War is over, the first Gulf War. But how did that change the business in getting patriotic?
I think we made a conscious effort to move away from patriotic issues, but we did make a conscious effort to promote nationalistic issues, and there's a difference.
Example?
Well, the example is that the adversaries were not our enemies at war, i.e. the Canadians. When the Canadian WWE and Bret Hart became a villain in America because he was a Canadian hero, and he sang the praises and simply told the truth of his home country and his, how much he loved being in Canada, then the audience in America looked at it just like it would be if it was the USA versus Canada in hockey.
That's it.
Or exactly. The World Baseball Congress, where every country's got a team. Mm-hmm. And you cheer for your team. We're not at war with these places, but we want, as an American, we want the Americans to win. So we got into that situation, and I remember very vividly, we were in Halifax doing a Monday Night Raw, and it was just the start of this situation. And Brett came out, and we were wearing our attire then was different now. We had red little jackets and more casual, more edgy. And Lawler, McMahon, and myself were doing the commentary. Brett comes out of the ring post-match, gets into a verbal confrontation with Vince that turns into physicality.
Like a hockey fight.
Well, and that was going to be my point. He pulled his jacket over his head exactly like a hockey fight and started wailing away. And Vince started wailing away back. And at that moment, now we're in Halifax, Nova Scotia. That was as one of the most electrifying moments in my entire broadcast career of feeling all this tension and all this angst and all this, their nationalism. Because they, Bret Hart to them was like, you know, he was a hockey star. He was Maurice the Rocket Richard, you know, from Montreal, the Canadiens. He was Gretzky.
But can you imagine if you...
There you go.
From himself. Part.
Let me see if we can go play that. It was July 21st, 1997 is what Jer was referring to. And now with the new WWE Network, that even though the new WWE Network sucks for a lot of things, the chapter section is a lot better than it used to be. Where at what point in the show would this be at?
It's during the Triple H and Patriot match.
Okay.
And by next Monday, Mr. Hellquin. Hurst.
Yes. Here we go.
Partisan. Have much better representative.
First film player. Ladies and gentlemen.
Glory with it. It might be it. It's been. I don't think it's going to be. Steel cage and face.
Oh,
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're live here in Halifax, trying to get a little bit of order and some decorum restored here. I don't know where we're supposed to go. I'll tell you what, let's do this. We have Paul Bearer standing by. We can go there now. Mr. Bearer, you have said for many weeks now that you're going to prove that Kane...
Ah, good times, huh?
Good times.
Oh, man, Sam.
Hitman. So Michael only called him Hitman.
Well, so yeah, we're embarking on some very interesting times in wrestling. Those were some interesting times in the 90s. And let's hope that they give us compelling programming like that. If they continue like they're doing with the Firefly Funhouse, it looks like we probably will get it, you know? So that's that. I think we'll wrap it up here. Any final thoughts from you? Go ahead.
Are we getting like a PG wrestling on Fox? Or you think they're going to get some attitude
there?
There
should be some edginess to it. Because you're not going to tell me that every other show on Fox pushes the envelope and SmackDown can't.
No, just, you know, that's regular, that's over-the-air TV, different rules than cable.
Again, you're going to tell me that on Fox, a network that...
Shows Empire.
That shows things that they've been showing for 30 years... That's going to censor SmackDown?
You never know. But I can't wait for... While I'm watching a football game... To see the little pop-up for Fox. And it looks like Randy Orton is RKO-ing a player on the field.
He's going to RKO that robotic... The robot figure.
The Fox robot.
The Fox robot. Oh, man.
And next year, were the wrestlers at the Fox up front this year, Double A?
I believe they were.
You think the Fox robot will get into the ring?
No, the Fox robot will not get in the ring.
We are Fox Sport.
The Lucius Lion showing up as a guest. Hey, man.
You know that disclaimer?
Go ahead.
You know that disclaimer they play at the beginning? There it is. I just don't like my Big 12 and Big 10 football to be interrupted. I don't mind the NFL. But on Saturdays, bless you, I don't need to be hearing about no SmackDown.
No, they're going to be in the commentating in the booth.
I know.
We have here the Universal Champion.
Yep.
The Fiend.
Here's the Fiend. What? Here's the Fiend alongside myself, Joe Buck, and Troy Aikman.
Oh, God.
And they say, you know, Troy Aikman is getting the mandible claw. Joe Buck go running out the booth.
And Double A, I think you posed a great question a couple weeks ago. When that World Series roll around, how are they gonna do SmackDown on Friday?
Yeah.
They're not gonna have the World Series on Friday.
Yeah, they probably won't, but they may preempt it. Never know.
No, because Fox at this point, they already said I'm sorry.
All right, let's play that back for anybody that just missed that.
Thursday to Sunday is going to be sports. Fox, at this point, they already said, No, they already said Thursday to Sunday. Oh, geez, it's going to be sports.
One more time?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I'm dead.
First the dog, the sneezing. Jesus.
I was trying to hold it in.
You don't want to blow out your asshole. Jesus. That's all we need. God damn it, I just blew out my asshole.
So, like, Monday to Wednesday, you get your TV shows. And then Thursday to Sunday is sports and The Simpsons.
Oh, my God. This has been epic here tonight.
Double A alongside Tony C. Surfer not with us tonight. Because, as you heard last week, he blew
out his asshole. Blew out his ass. Literally blew out his ass.
Right on the air. Oh, boy.
You have done it tonight, Tim Surfer.
Yeah. Anyways, when they talk to Joe Buck and stuff, all this sound will be going on. Anyways, that's too funny. All right, Turnbuckle Throwbacks will be live this Friday here on the network. Choppy, and hopefully Choppy will be there. Because Choppy's been sick like a dog this past weekend. Then on next Tuesday, the Shiny Wizards will be live at 7. This program they ran live at 9. And we'll rebroadcast the Shiny Wizards from earlier tonight here on the network in just a few moments. So if you want to listen to that, just stick around. It's going to rebroadcast at the conclusion of this program. Any final thoughts from you guys before we wrap it up here?
No, I'm good. My hearts and mind is clear tonight.
Oh, man.
Back to watch The Wire I get off the call.
I've laughed a lot tonight, let me tell you.
And they need to bring back The Wire, too. Y'all bring back everything else, damn it.
Wow.
We need The Wire. There's always drug activity going on somewhere.
Isn't that the one with Michael Chiklis?
No, that's The Shield.
The Shield, oh, okay.
The Wire is with Idris Elba.
And Wood Harris, the guy you said our favorite.
Okay.
I don't see it, but okay. I could be worse, compared to worse. Shout out to Wood Harris.
I mean, I saw Creed twice over the weekend, so. There goes Tony C right there. So, anyways, all right, with that, we hope that everybody enjoyed the show tonight.
I damn sure did.
We laughed a lot. We'll rebroadcast it in its entirety at the conclusion of the replay of the Shining Wizards. So, for everybody in the chat room, everybody listening live, I'm Tony C. I'm Double A for Surfer, and Tony C, I'm Double A. We'll see.
And the Hooch.
And the Hooch. That damn dog. I'm Double A. We'll see you next Tuesday night for another edition of The Rant. Have a good night, everybody.